Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Factor of P, and I am Janice Montgomery Albo, astrologer, and we're here with Unita Burgess. Hello, Unita.
Hello.
You know, we are in a training session now for the Factor of P and Think Before You Speak. And this is something we do every single day. We train our speakers to be better speakers. Better than what they think they are. So today we're going to talk with Unita about her different challenges in speaking, and we'll learn about her company, Aflac. Unita, before we get started, go ahead and give us some contact information for you and tell us what you do and how you do that.
My contact information would be, and it's my email address, it's Anita_Burgess@us.aflac.com. My telephone number is 816-304-4004.
And, of course, you're with Aflac.
Yes. I'm an independent agent with Aflac.
And you've been with them how long now?
Since June of this year.
And why Aflac?
Aflac is more than major medical. It's a supplement for major medical because a lot of business owners cannot, small business owners cannot afford to give their, and supply their employees with benefits. So it's that income protector that is used to supplement for major medical so that the employees are paid directly in case they're sick or...
Well, one reason that I was happy to talk with you about Aflac, Unita, is because of the cancer policy. And
correct.
We both know that cancer is a huge issue. Do you have any stats for us in terms of cancer-related deaths?
Yes, every... one out of two female women will come down with some type of form of cancer. Every one in three males will come down with some type of cancer in their lifetime.
And how does Aflac make that different? I mean, they're worldwide, number one. It's not just an international company. It's international. I didn't know that until this week.
Yes. It's really popular in
China. So you're in China and Japan?
Yes.
Yes, yes. And how long have they been international?
You know, I would have to look up some information on that. I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll come back to that next time because we'll be on for 6 weeks. You know, we're going to talk about speaking today, and what made you decide to expand your horizons and become a public inspirational speaker in terms of what you do and how you do that?
Just felt the need to give people a little bit more information than what's out there in regards to how to protect themselves in case, you know, they have a situation so that their income won't be affected, their household won't be disrupted, and that they are not depleted of their savings in case of an accident or an injury or even cancer may occur.
So what I hear you saying is you think that as a professional speaker, you can connect with your audience better. You know, a few things. Promote
yes.
your, a business.
Yes.
And your expertise in speaking well. There are a few things out there that can do that.
That is correct.
Okay. And what we're doing today is we're going to prepare you more than you already are, because we know that you know what you're doing, but help you to connect with your audience, to get your points across, and then to embrace the audience one-on-one.
Okay.
So this webinar that we're doing today, it's really designed to help you and other potential speakers like you feel more comfortable in delivering their message.
Okay.
You know, presentations can inspire one. They can introduce a new concept.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just basically make people feel more differently than they did before. They can change the mindset. So why should we care about what Aflac does? That's the question.
Aflac can and will make a difference in people's lives, especially if they have a catastrophic illness, something that just kind of devastates the family to where the income earner, one or two, or both of the income earners cannot deal with their everyday expenses, deal with their everyday expenses, of just taking care of the family. So this is a situation that is of the utmost importance because at least once or twice in our lifetimes, we're going to have something that, you know, throws us for a loop. And
uh-huh.
something like Aflac is there to protect in case of a situation like that.
Right. Okay, so who is the audience? Who is your primary focus, your warm market? Who is that?
It would be any small business, anywhere from 3 to 99 employees would be the prime market. We also do individuals as well, anywhere from 18 to 75.
Wow. And then what's required? Is there any money up front?
You are paid, or you are charged in arrears, so you're effective first, and then you're paid, or your premium is due on the back end. So there's upfront fee. Correct.
There's no upfront fee. I didn't know that.
Right. And we offer anything from vision to dental to critical care. Hospital indemnity. Now, hospital indemnity, you have to have already major medical in
uh-huh.
order to have that particular plan. So we also offer life insurance as far as term and whole. We also offer
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. We also offer a telemed to where you can have 24-hour access to a doctor's or PA.
There's a lot that you offer that maybe the regular public just didn't know. You have almost a Walmart of services, if I can use that word.
Yes. Yes.
So let's talk about the actual speech in terms of how we deliver it. Typically, most of the time, any speaker will have 20 minutes for the 10-minute Q&A. 20 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Because the audience will not sit still and listen to one person any longer than that time.
Okay.
So that means you've got to make your points and make them quickly, succinctly, clearly, and then be able to follow up in 10 minutes with questions, and then the third step is one-on-one, and that's where you make your appointments. Let's go over that again. So the speech is 20 and 10, 20 minutes, 10-minute Q&A.
Yes.
And then follow-up one-on-one, which is where you make your money. What happens when you have someone, one person in the audience, and that one person wants to take up your entire 10 minutes, Yanita, what do you do?
Ask them if we can speak one-on-one, because these questions may be just generalized to yourself and others may have different questions. So we need to tailor it to general questions instead of specific questions.
And so I would recommend that within that time, when you have that time limit, you have a cookie-cutter approach to saying it nicely. Can we speak offline? I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Keep that in mind, because trust me, this will happen. What is the purpose of your speech? What's the main purpose?
To inform.
Guess again.
That's the only
Truly,
thing.
Truly, why are you there? Huh?
That's the only thing that comes to mind right now.
Okay, well, I'm in sales. I don't know about you. But when I give a speech, I'm there to collect information from the audience and then to follow up, follow up, follow up.
Yes.
So let's keep that in mind. When we're there, think about this. And any time you make a presentation, doesn't matter where you are, that's time out of your day. And we don't work for free. And those of us who are in sales only can make money when we sell a product or service.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to have a return on your investment. Your investment is time. Now, we'll talk about that next week. But I often ask my speakers, have you, and I'm going to ask you this question right now, do you know how much your time is worth?
I haven't thought about a dollar amount.
Well, let's do that right now. I can't think of a better way to end the session other than deciding online, on the internet, here on, when people can hear us, how much you're worth. So give me a number. If you could make X amount of dollars in 1 year, what would it be? Be realistic, but
okay.
Also reach.
About 80,000 to 90,000.
Let's make it 100. Okay. Got that? Got that figure in your head? Because it's a round number. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now, let's say that you are going to work 5 days a week.
Okay.
And let's say that there are, I don't know how many hours you work, but let's say that you're working 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a calculator anywhere?
On my phone.
Okay. Well, let's look at this, because if we, so you're working 40 hours a week, 5 days a week, offline, you need to run those numbers. And once you do that, that will tell you how much money you need to make in 1 week to make your $100,000 in 1 year. Divide that by the hours, and that will tell you how many hours you need to work and how much you need to make on that in that hour and how many sales you need to make within that hour, that week, to clear the $100,000. And then you can begin to massage that figure from there. It could be too much. It could be not enough. I don't know. But today is a day that you need to decide how much money you want to make and how you're going to do that. So then we apply that to your speaking. So when you go into these events, you now have a better or different mindset. You're there to build relationships, and those relationships are converted to sales. That's why.
Okay.
It is simply a numbers game. The nice thing about speaking, as in the last event you attended, there were 35 people in the room that day, in and out. Imagine had you gotten 10 appointments out of that room, made, that was one day, and let's say five of them, three moved, two went on. And out of those two, you closed one sale.
Mm-hmm.
And multiply that.
Okay.
Now, offline, we'll look at these numbers again. We'll look at these numbers. We need to know, and you need to know, how much money you're worth when you're out selling,
mm-hmm.
how much money you need to make. And that is where it begins. It's a mindset. It's a different mindset than what most people think about. They want to educate. Well, great, I want to educate too. But I don't know about a lot of you out there, but I've got bills to pay.
Correct.
So in a sense, it takes that glamour off of the public speaking. I'm a John Maxwell speaker. Yes, I am. Great. I am. But I'm in business, and speaking is a business. So I don't know how many of you out there think about speaking this way, but you should. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We're here for you, Anita Burgess of Aflac. Don't go away. We're almost out of time, but we're going to spend some time here with Anita to find out any questions that she may have from this presentation or this strategy session, actually, and what she may want to share with the audience. Anita, go ahead.
Okay, just wanting to develop my skills as a speaker, wanting to know how to capture the what is.
And what are your takeaways from this session that we did today?
It would be to develop your speaking in such a way where people will remember the main focus of what you're talking about in the form of a story.
Is there one thing that could improve, I mean, right now today that you can think of? I mean, I think you've already said it. Is there one thing that you know of right now that could improve your speaking presentations?
Being just having the skills and the knowledge to become better.
Okay. I agree. We all need that. I need that. We all need to be better communicators. If not, then there's no sense in being a public speaker. We must learn to communicate effectively with a focus in mind, connect with the audience, give them a specific purpose for your plan, your call to action. Why should they listen to you when they can buy this product anyplace else? Why should I buy this from Janice?
Correct.
And therein lies the question. What's in it for them? Why me? And for you, why should they buy Aflac from you? And that's the question you need to answer. What makes you different?
Mm-hmm.
Next week is going to be, guess what? Persuasive openings. And the next week will be storytelling. This is a format that anyone can follow. You may reach me at 682-352-3014. My name is Janice Montgomery Albo-Kaistrauser, and you need your contact information one more time.
816-304-4004. My email address is Anita, and my first name is spelled UNNEEDA. _Burgess, that's BURGESS, at us.aflac.com.
Thank you, Yanita, and audience, thank you, and we'll see you where? At the top. Bye now.